This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said, trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. The Prime Minister said, Malaysia is an important partner of India in ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said, India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue between India and Japan was held in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa took part in the meeting. In the press statements after the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, both sides have achieved substantial progress since the last meeting in Tokyo in September 2022. Mr. Singh said, this has been possible only because of the excellent coordination between the defense ministries of the two countries. In his press statements, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, extensive and productive views were shared in the meeting on defense and security. Dr. Jaishankar announced that India will open a consulate in Fukuoka to nurture people-to-people ties between the two countries. Japanese Defense Minister Kihara Minoru said that he had a meaningful discussion with both the ministers. He said, on the bilateral and multilateral joint exercises, both sides welcome that Japan-India exercises between all the services are continuing. Mr. Minoru said they also discussed the defense equipment and technology cooperation regarding the United Combined Radio Antenna, UNICORN. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa said, at the 2+2 meeting, as the world stands at a historical juncture, the two sides reaffirmed the strong determination to cooperate towards regional peace and prosperity. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said patients with fever, rash or a history of contact with confirmed monkeypox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment and key symptoms will be identified. It directed the departments to immediately place suspected patients in a designated isolation area to minimize contact with other patients and staff. Safdarjung Hospital has been designated for managing and treating monkeypox patients. And the second edition of the National Conference of Enforcement Chiefs of the State and Central GST Formations was held in New Delhi yesterday. The National Conference comes in the backdrop of a special drive being undertaken by both central and state formations to identify and weed out fake registrations. Addressing the conference, Secretary of the Revenue Department and the Finance Ministry, Sanjay Malhotra, encouraged the central and state GST formations to focus on the fake registrations during the special drive to ensure deterrence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.